Going to a play can be tough for any kid. After all, theaters are normally places where you're supposed to sit still and be quiet. But for kids on the autism spectrum, the dark lighting and loud noises can make it especially difficult to have a good theater-going experience for them and their families. Children's Theater of Charlotte is trying to change that. It's among several theaters nationwide that have started offering sensory-friendly performances. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia and Michael Tomczyk caught a show recently.
Normally when you go to a play, the only thing that's handed to you is a program. But at certain children's theater plays inside Imagineon, you just might get a toy.
Adam Montag stands ready with a bin full of stuffed animals, squishy objects, and other items.
If you want to switch out during the show, we'll have these in there in the theater, okay?
What are these for?
Headphones in case things get too loud in there.
The toys in this case are really tools that are an essential part of a sensory-friendly performance. Children with autism can be overwhelmed by loud noises, and they also tend to fidget. Instead of expecting them to adapt to the theater, children's theater adapts to them.
We'll get to all that in a little bit. But first, we need to find our seats. I'm sitting with the Midtoons. Mom and Dad are Audrey and Noel. Their kids are Connor, who's 8, and Genevieve, 11. Connor was diagnosed with autism 4 years ago. This is their first time seeing a performance like this at the Children's Theater.
First thing, as you're watching the show today, you can make noise, okay? So if it's funny, you can laugh. Can everybody show me their best laugh? Very good, fantastic.
That's Sarah Diener, who coordinates these performances. She's laying the ground rules, or really saying you should forget the normal ground rules.
Yeah, she's more setting the scene of what to expect during the performance. Like, at one point, families will notice her holding up glow sticks.
If a song is about to start, or if a light change is gonna happen, I will hold this up to warn you of that, all right?
Right.
All right.
So she's like the conductor, letting you know the tempo's about to change. The glow stick is like her baton guiding you through.
This is another part of a sensory-friendly performance. The kids can handle it better if they know what's coming. Also, the theater intentionally undersold its tickets so kids have more room to move around.
Mrs. Barrington's classroom.
Oh, sounds like the play is starting. It's called Grace for President. Diener brought the idea for these sensory-friendly performances with her when she moved to Charlotte about 3 years ago. Her previous theater in Minnesota realized the need.
One thing about, I think, having kids on the spectrum is that you don't feel comfortable coming to see a show. And so asking for the sort of adjustments that need to be made can feel like you're putting a burden on an organization or something. And so I think it was on us as a large theater organization within Charlotte to step up.
Theaters in San Diego, Houston, and Pittsburgh have also stepped up in this way. They got help from the Theater Development Fund in New York City.
Lisa Carling oversees autism initiatives for the fund. It put on Broadway's first sensory-friendly performance in 2011.
Our guideline for us is capping the sound at 90 decibels. Eliminating strobe lights, for instance, and keeping the house lights at least 30% up. This is to help our volunteers so they can spot, you know, a meltdown if it's occurring and get in there and help.
Different theaters do this in slightly different ways, and Carling says that's good. Children's Theater of Charlotte didn't work with a fund, but did partner with experts in the local autism community.
The first step is really understanding autism spectrum disorder. Nancy Popkin is a resource specialist with the Autism Society of North Carolina. She says the disorder affects how the brain processes information.
Taking it in from the environment, what you hear, what you see, smell, taste, feel, something called proprioception, which has to do with your body and space. All that information comes in, and your brain has to do something with it.
And for kids with autism, it's much easier for their senses to get overwhelmed. Popkin says that can lead to what she calls shutdowns or meltdowns.
Which is why it's so important to have performances that are sensory friendly. The shows also are just friendly. Everyone Michael and I talked to emphasized how essential it is to create a judgment-free space.
Popkin gets that. She has a son with autism.
Whenever parents go someplace with their child with autism, it's stressful. You're constantly feeling like you're being judged as a parent. And so to go someplace to not worry, it actually allows you to parent better. And that fosters a better relationship with your child because they're not being redirected and corrected every 2 seconds, which is a horrible, it's not fun.
Race Campbell for president.
Which brings us back to the Midtoon family at the Children's Theater. At one point, Connor starts to get a little bit restless and distracted. He's having a hard time focusing on the play.
That's where usher Haley Powers comes in. She walks over with a box of toys.
Oh, I was just handing out some of these fidgets to them in case they were overwhelmed.
Connor picked one of those squishy objects to keep his hands occupied while he focuses on the play, and it works. He watches the play with no problems. But if he had needed to step out, there was another option.
I'm in the quiet room right now as the play is going on. They have two beanbags, which can be comforting because the beanbag chairs are kind of enveloping. There are also some weighted stuffed animals. This is one of the things the Children's Theater has set up for if kids get overstimulated and just need a break.
As it turns out, none of the kids needed the quiet room that day, and the play went on without a hitch. Walking out of the theater, the family I sat with, the Midtoons, said they were thrilled. Here's the mom, Audrey.
To be able to get out of your house and do something like a normal, quote-unquote, family is really, really important. And I feel like having options like this is super important for those families to not feel so isolated and to be able to get out and do things with other people and get out in the world and show their kids that there are things outside the walls of their homes.
Connor was clearly excited with a big smile.
My favorite part was when Grace got elected for president.
He then ran off to play with other kids.
The play put Samantha Perryman, a 10-year-old on the spectrum, in a joke-telling mood.
Did you hear about Dory's new seafood diet?
No.
She sees food and eats it.
She was there with her sister and their parents, Jeff and Heather Perryman. They've tried to go to other plays, but they say it's been really tough. Heather says this was a big family moment.
Oh, goodness. A long time coming, I guess. You know, we've been to so many things that they don't accept the children like this, and it's nice and refreshing to see something like this.
She says it's a place her daughter can be herself. Her husband, Jeff, added,
for families that are dealing with whatever it may be, autism or ADHD or Down syndrome or something, to have a place that was willing to do this, to have folks and performers that are willing to give their time to do something like that, I can't say enough good things about them. That's just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Children's Theater doesn't expect to make money off this. It's the first season doing one sensory-friendly performance for every play. And the staff estimates it might be a wash.
The Theater Development Fund in New York says it loses about $20,000 every time it does one of these on Broadway. But everyone we talked to said that's not the point. It's about making plays accessible.
Part of that is staying true to the play. Actor Joe Hernandez says, from his perspective, not that much changed.
There was definitely some of the kind of louder and bigger moments where we go out into the audience, engaging with them, that we adjusted, we stayed on the stage. From the director's perspective, she asked us just to continue to give the show that we would normally give.
But no confetti cannon.
So for families like the Perrymans and Midtoons, these performances aren't just a source of entertainment. They're a lifeline to the Charlotte community. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.
And I'm Michael Tomczyk.